The young man in black was reflected in Surratt's narrow eyes.
No mercy for his foes is what I'd heard. But to take it to such a level, it makes me burn for battle now.
A crackling sound came from his right hand as he adjusted his grip on the hilt of his sword. He still didn't understand Dee. While he was adjusting, Dee kicked off the floor, and by the time Surratt reflexively leaped back, raising his sword, the hunter was above him, bringing his sword down fast and splitting the giant's head open to the bridge of his nose. Dee twisted his body in midair to avoid a lightning-fast thrust, something only the hunter could do. As he landed, another slash came at his head. With only the tips of his toes making contact with the floor, Dee made a bound to the right as he hurled a rough wooden needle. Aimed right between Surratt's eyes, the needle disappeared the very instant it seemed to pierce the giant, missing him just as Dee's slash of a second earlier had. Surratt charged forward, his sword splitting Dee's left shoulder open. Bright blood went flying. It seemed to possess a will of its own as it slapped against the face of the still pouncing Surratt, blinding him. A black cyclone zipped to the chest of the stock-still assassin, sinking into him. The hunter's blade ran through his heart. At least, that was the intent. But the giant leaped back beyond the weapon's tip, and the elevator to his rear opened. The blade of the sword disappeared. As he wiped away the blood that covered his eyes, Surratt started to leap for the elevator, but then he stopped dead in his tracks. The huge figure who stepped through it blocked his way. Even on realizing that it was Count Braujou, with long spear in hand, Surratt didn't look surprised.
The one I destroyed was a well-made android. Are you the original?
Rest assured, though its innards might look just like mine, it won't turn to dust when it's destroyed. But you'll be the one who falls now.